Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Scott Becker with Becker's Healthcare. I'm here today with Brian Q. Davis, Senior Vice President of Scorpion Healthcare. Brian, we're going to spend a few minutes talking about yourself, how you stay motivated, your business, setbacks, strengths, thoughts, and other ideas on running and driving business. Brian, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. And thank you so much for the opportunity to be on your podcast. My name is Brian Q. Davis. I am husband to Susanna, father to Perry and Annie Grace. I live in Dallas, Texas. And again, I'm Senior Vice President at Scorpion Healthcare, an organization that's in the business of helping hospitals, healthcare systems connect with their patients and their families online.
Great. And Brian, I've known you for several years now, fairly high energy guy. How do you keep yourself motivated day in, day out, year in, year out?
That's a great question. I think that's changed a little bit for me. Probably about the time we first met, Scott, I think that was maybe five or so years ago. We were in the we were in a high growth mode in terms of Scorpion, and we saw a huge opportunity in the marketplace to connect with more hospitals. And so it was this drive to kind of take over and win and really help a lot of these hospitals that we saw were underserved and not really being taken care of. And so there was a lot of like ego-driven approach in terms of like, let's go take over, you know, let's go help more people. Let's go serve these hospitals. And we did that. And that was a motivating thing for me, but that was also prior to having two little girls. And so I'd say that what motivates me now has changed with the arrival of my daughter, Perry, and Annie Grace, who are 2 and 4 now. And where I find myself now and what motivates me the most on a day-to-day basis is the idea of what do I have to do to be the best possible version of myself for my wife and my daughters? And that's the question I kind of have changed to starting the day with. And what I found is that if I start with that intention carries over to being the best possible version of myself for my clients as well. And the results of that are that it's a powerful place to do business from. And it isn't one that I always operated from. It certainly wasn't always. I didn't have a gift of my family to wake that part of me up. But the last 2 years or last 4 years kind of since my first daughter showed up, have definitely changed me. And I think that question is what drives me from a motivation perspective day to day.
Well, thank you so much. It's just a great and thoughtful and deep answer, and we appreciate it greatly. Tell us about either a career or life setback and how you recovered and found resilience from that.
Well, as you might expect, anytime you're in business development and you're working to grow a company or go connect with new clients, that world can be filled with a lot of disappointment. And there's early on, even I guess it's about 4 or 5 years ago, there were a couple of opportunities at that time that would have really changed the game for our company, and they were big deals with, large implications, very large organizations. And it was one of those scenarios that we've probably all been in where you feel really good about it and everything's pointing towards this massive, victory that's gonna serve everyone and it's gonna be worth millions of dollars and all these different kinds of things. And then just when you think it's all going perfect, the whole thing falls apart. And in that place, I used to take those things like pretty hard. I mean, it would take me a few months to get out of that drift after a loss. I mean, I'm pretty competitive by nature. I played, sports for most of my life. I played semi-professional rugby for a period of time, played 17 seasons of rugby. So I've got that in my blood. So I hate to lose, but I used to just kind of take that a lot harder. I think where I've matured to is I have a lot shorter memory now. So in terms of recovery, now it's just okay. Next, and I always watch for this in watching athletics now, and I'm a originally from Louisiana, so I love the Saints. And I watch Drew Brees, and, you know, he throws an interception or has a loss, and he's like right back on the field, throws another pass again. He doesn't even think about it. And so I think that's where I've moved to, is from a recovery perspective, is I just say, what can I learn? What can I learn from that? Let the ego part go, and then just have a short memory, because there's always another play, you know, just on the next down.
And let me ask you a question on that. You had mentioned that you were a rugby player, a semi-professional rugby player, 17 years. Is it true that rugby players are a lot weaker than hockey players and football players?
It depends on what the task at hand is there, Scott.
I'm just joking, Brian. We're just joking. Let's move on to the next question. Let's move back to a business setting. The three tips for someone running a business. What are the most important things in running and growing a business?
Well, again, as I've kind of said in other answers, I think my perspective on this is maturing. But when I was thinking of, when I think about that, there's probably three things that most directly come to mind. Number one is that the vision that is set for that business is that if it is set out of ego, and if the targets are driven out of ego, you're almost always going to fall short, I believe, at least in my experience. Whenever it's like, hey, I'm going to do this big thing and I'm going to show everybody. And certainly there's an amount of energy that comes from that. But in my experience, you almost always fall short, because ego will not carry you through those difficult times. Like the difficult time, any grand task, any big plan that you're going to make is going to have some valleys inside of it. And your ego at least my ego seems to fail me when I go into the valley, but you really have to be driven from your heart. And so if your vision is driven from your heart, it doesn't make it any easier, but you've got more power, because the heart tends to focus outside of itself. The ego has this inward focus, and seeing that dichotomy of those two things is really, really, I've seen what happens when you make the ego target. A lot of times you fall short. Most times it seems like you fall short. Heart driven, you're going to do whatever it takes, and that will get you through. Number two, I believe you've got to be willing. It's back to this, the great quote from Jerry Rice, is that I'll do the things that other, I may butcher this, but he said, I'll accomplish the things that others want because I'll do the things that, I'll accomplish things that others haven't done because I'll do things that others won't. I think that's something like that, paraphrase. But what that means is that you're willing to invest when maybe others are not willing to invest. And while people are on the sidelines, while people are kind of thinking if it's the right time or not, you're willing to go in, because again, if you're coming from your heart, that's where that power and that's where that certainty is going to come from. You'll be willing to take steps when others are sitting on the sidelines, and those businesses that do that almost always end up in the long run on top. And so I think that comes to the third part, which is I think there's a component of faith that comes into business that is powerful. Because you can't pretend to know exactly where the path of your business is going to take you. And there's a certain amount of you don't know. Like, and I think part of that is being willing to say, you know what, I don't really know where this is going. 5 years ago, when I first started working with Scorpion Healthcare, I couldn't have expected some of the recent developments that have happened. Couldn't have ever envisioned that. But we just said, look, if we know that we do these certain things right and we treat our clients this certain way, that over a long enough continuum, it's going to open up some things. And that's proven to be true.
Well, that's fantastic. I took three things out of that, and I'll paraphrase. It's that leaving the ego at the door, just you can't be overridden by ego. You've got to be willing to do as sort of Jerry Rice says, or some of the other great, you know, motivational thoughts have it, is to work harder than others won't, than others will. And Jerry Rice, famously known for a crazily great work ethic and how we trained. And then you've got to add faith, because you can't be certain that if you do this and this, this is going to happen. But what you're saying is if you work hard, try hard, ultimately good things will happen. You have to have faith that that's going to be the case. So I think just a great, great Great and helpful and inspirational advice, Brian. Thank you very much. Turning to Scorpion for a moment, and this is not a podcast about Scorpion, it's not a commercial about Scorpion, but just for a moment, the greatest strength of Scorpion.
The greatest strength of Scorpion, that's a great question. I think it really has to do with having a heart for our clients. And that may be a little bit cliche, but I've just seen it played out again and again and again. And this really rolls down from our CEO, and that's the culture he's built, which is a mentality to do whatever it takes to serve our clients and to really get into their shoes. You know, in the world of healthcare, I mean, we're often working with marketing departments and marketing staffs at hospitals that are just underappreciated, frankly. I mean, from my perspective, like the work they do often is the unsung part of hospitals and healthcare systems. I mean, they're the ones on the front lines communicating or trying to connect with patients. But these healthcare marketing executives are usually doing 10 different jobs at once. You know, they're doing advertising, marketing, PR, crisis communications, internal communication, like all these different things, and usually doing an amazing job with the amount of things that are on their plate. And so when we think about what we're doing for our clients, like that resonates. We know where they're at, I guess is my point. We know where they're at. And so we're always thinking, how can I make their life easier? And it might be some technology we develop. It might be a process. It might be a way we do customer service or something, but we're always thinking like, how can I make that person's life easier? And obviously that changes depending on the type of client, but in the world of healthcare, our mindset is how can I give our clients back some time in their day? Because most of the time they're like, they're caught up in everything administrivia, and where these executives are super talented is in that strategy piece and really telling the story of their brand, of their hospital, connecting with their patients. And so often they're so tied up in all this other stuff that the opposite of that, it's not the storytelling. It's not the brand journalism. It's, you know, trying to figure out how to make their website connect to something. And so we're always thinking about how do we make their life better and get them back closer to what is really their purpose and the reason they're in the business to begin with.
And let me ask you a couple follow-up questions and we'll start to round up. Good or bad time to start a business now? And what's the most important concept in running a business?
Well, I think in terms of timing of starting a business, what that triggers for me is a conversation I had when I was 17 with a relative of mine who was a stockbroker. And I asked him, hey, cousin, you know, should I buy some stock, or when would be the right time to buy some stock? And he said, yesterday. And I think that's true for business, starting a business as well. If you're trying to time when you start a business, then that's saying is that you're in a place of fear. And starting from a place of fear and uncertainty in a business is probably not the greatest thing. So my advice there, and again, this is free on this podcast, Scott, so you know what they say about free advice. But my advice there would be that if you find yourself kind of trying to time when you're going to start your business, then the first thing you've got to do is start investing in your own personal certainty, because the fear of starting something is never going to go away. But you can affect your capacity to step into that fear and increase it yourself. And that can be just investing in yourself in terms of investing in your body and your physical fitness. It could be your spirituality or your family or connections there, or even just leveling up your intellect in terms of what things you might learn or create, and doing some of those things first. And I think what you might find is if you do those things first, the fear of starting may be something that you have the capacity to take on and go ahead and get in the game. The second thing, in terms of the most important concept of running a business, and without being cliche, I'd say it has to go back to the why. Like, you have to know why you're doing something. And again, if it's ego, it's almost always going to fall short, because the self-focused nature of a business is not going to carry you through when the inevitable difficult times happen. And, you know, my personal belief is that one of the most powerful sources of intention is to focus outside of ourselves. And I didn't always do that. Like I said, got started, it was all about me. What can I accomplish? Like, what things can I accomplish? the gift that I've been given of my family now is my default is I go to my girls. And like my littlest one, Perry, was born with club feet. And so I got to watch her go through, and I'll give a shout out to the wonderful people at Scottish Rite Children's Hospital here in Dallas, incredible organization. She got to work with them for 7 or 8 months, and I got to see her go through the struggle as a little infant of the therapy. And watching that child do that has made it possible for me to go, you know what? Like, if she can do that, then I can do these things that I've got in front of me, because she deserves the best version of me. And so that's my why. Like, that's why I'm going to do anything. And that's what carries me through.
That's fantastic. You know, Brian, it's such a pleasure to listen to you talk. I've known you for the last 5 or so years, and I've sort of, you talk this talk, and what I've seen is, from my own perspective, this great personal growth in yourself. So the talk resonates so well because I've seen it, and I've seen you grow like this. And so just a great, great pleasure to get a chance to visit with you today and talk with you today and hear your thinking on a lot of these subjects. So thank you so much for joining us today, and just a pleasure, Brian.
Well, thank you, Scott. Your publication and your journalist and your team and everything you guys have done has been one of the best sources of growth for me in understanding the industry, and certainly given us an advantage on how best to serve many of our clients. It's just an honor to get to work with you right here on this topic. But I always tell everybody, you know, I think of Becker's as the Wall Street Journal of healthcare. And my lineage goes way back. A long time ago, I was a journalist, little business publication in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, coming out of college. So I have a heart for good journalism, and I get to see it every day in Becker's. So I appreciate you and your team.
Well, thank you so much, Brian. Just a pleasure, and continued good luck with your family, with Scorpion, and with everything that you do. Just fantastic. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Scott.